About with Washington on this show. We always kick it around with the true insiders from the capital city, and that would be Talk Radio News' Justin Duckham. What a treat to have him back on with us. Justin, it was a very, very big day, and I'd have to say one of the more intriguing stories was this White House and what's going on with Putin and Obama maybe snubbing Putin over the Snowden asylum stuff. So sort that all out for us.
Well, today the press secretary, Jay Carney, was asked whether or not Obama was going to be having a face-to-face meeting with Putin when he was in Moscow and within the coming days. And the White House sort of was vague on that response, saying that they were not yet willing to answer that question. This, of course, comes in the background of Putin himself sort of standing Obama up when the White House made special accommodations with the Russians to avoid a face-to-face meeting within Chicago and bringing it back within the White House in order to have a clear-cut conversation. And when that was arranged, Putin ended up standing up the president, and that was something that had raised quite a few eyebrows. So it looks like in this regard, the White House has the sort of leeway to try to get a little bit of revenge when it comes to the public sphere's perception of these meetings. But no answer has yet been given. But, of course, this is happening while Putin says that he is hoping that Edward Snowden will not stay within Russia forever, but has sort of given a signal that he will allow a form of temporary asylum. So it's all very interesting.
Yeah, no kidding. And then this whole mix of the U.S. Olympic Committee, the White House, as I say, and I was leading you down that path, and also the Speaker of the House jumping in on this. And basically what it is Senator Lindsey Graham lit the fire. It was really him when he said to, I think, The Hill, that the U.S. should consider a boycott if the National Security Agency leaker gets asylum from Russia. And, of course, you're talking about the Olympics that are upcoming in Russia. So the USOC said this would only punish U.S. athletes, while John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, and Lindsey Graham said that was dead wrong. And was there a lot of conversation about this, about those statements?
You know, there certainly was. This was something that Lindsey Graham had put forward. And, of course, you have to keep this in mind that he is somebody who is really gripping on for his life in terms of upcoming elections and has to really dissuade the fact that he is sort of a common-sense conservative in a lot of regards by making statements sort of similar to this. Of course, we saw House Speaker John Boehner saying that this would be a bad idea, as well as White House Press Secretary Jay Carney coming out and saying that this has not been something that the U.S. has considered. And, of course, the U.S. committee representing, you know, athletes who are going to be involved in the Olympics have not sort of, you know, given support to this idea as well. And it raises a lot of questions, especially considering the last time that the U.S. boycotted the Olympics, it was over the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan, which is something that, you know, the U.S., of course, would be left with a little bit of egg on their face with if they did decide to invade, or sorry, if they did decide to boycott the upcoming Olympics, considering that they have, you know, been carrying out a consistent invasion of Afghanistan.
Yeah. Then the other big thing is, as I switch gears quickly, is the votes were part of that whole thing that's happening and probably show the real dilemma or the tug of war that's facing the Democrats with the Republicans preparing to just hammer health care. That's going to be one of the big things in 2014. So talk about that. Talk about the House defying that veto threat and what's going on with the Obamacare mandates.
Well, of course, the House has been, you know, a body that has been very eager to repeal health care reform. We have seen a number of these major votes take place aimed at, you know, either striking back the law or, you know, pulling it completely. And today we saw about 22 Democrats crossing the aisle to support a Republican proposition that was put forward, which would essentially, you know, mandate a delay for the 2014, you know, mandate that was facing a lot of U.S. consumers as well as business leaders. This, of course, is sort of a situation of Republicans crying wolf, since they have had so many votes for the repeal of health care reform. This has not been getting that much attention, but nevertheless, we have seen, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, who, of course, gains a lot of attention every time he comes out and makes a pretty bold statement, saying that this marks the beginning of the end of health care reform.
Yeah, there you go. Justin Duckham, great job. We'll talk to you again in the future.
Thank you.
You can tell a lot, obviously, as I said, was going on in D.C., or maybe not a lot was going on in D.C. However, some of what was mentioned there in that conversation with Justin, especially having to do with whether or not there would be a boycott of the Olympics, really set off alarm bells, to say the least, among many of the athletes who are tearing it up across the country getting ready for the Olympics. And, you know, this is a question you have to ask yourself. Boycotting the Olympics in Russia, does it really make any kind of a bold statement whatsoever? Does it rattle the cage of Vladimir Putin? And the answer is, of course not. Of course, of all the things that you could possibly do, to me, that would be very low on the totem pole. We saw what happened the first time around, and you heard what Justin, his comparisons of what he had to say there. So you got Ed Snowden in the middle of this game, likely to leave what they're calling the transit zone in Moscow's airport. He's been there now for weeks. In the next few days, the thought is that's probably when he's going to take off. He applied for temporary asylum in Russia on Tuesday, so some legal papers still have to be formalized. But if we read the tea leaves, isn't it interesting? It seems as though the asylum that he's seeking just might end up there in Russia, which means he would have to go by Putin's rule. That means no more dumping of documents. So the whole idea that there were things that could blow up the United States on the international scale as far as perceptions of the United States, they're just there in his bag of tricks. That can't happen if he's going to stay there, because that was one of the things he would have to agree to. So within the next few days, he gets a certificate showing that the asylum request is under consideration, but that does allow him to legally leave the airport's transit area. So does Russia decide to grant temporary asylum? That could be what happens here. Snowden has said he wants to stay there while he tries to figure out a way to get to Latin America. And then you got Putin, who said earlier in the week that Snowden appeared to be shifting his position when it came to meeting Russia's condition for asylum. And the main thing was that he wasn't allowed to break all these stories to WikiLeaks. He would have to stop that. He would have to stop any of the leaks, period, forever, if he instead intended to stay there. And it's really, time flies. You know, he was in Hong Kong, left Hong Kong, June 23rd. So he's been unable to leave because, of course, the United States pulled his passport, and he's been there since the 23rd of June. All right, coming up this hour of America Tonight, a couple of things that we're going to do in the first hour, including a conversation with Lisa Graves about the Stand Your Ground law in Florida and in more than 25 plus states. What does it all mean after the Zimmerman case in Florida? Hang with us. We're kicking it to the other side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Why would we want to punish U.S. athletes who've been training for 3 years to compete in the Olympics over a traitor who can't find a place to call home?
All right, so John Boehner says Lindsey Graham is dead wrong to suggest an Olympic boycott for the reasons you just heard, which is what I mentioned as well. What do you think, America? You can throw in your two cents. And the reason we even go in this direction and swim through this lane is because this is starting to get some momentum. Does it stick, or does it just become some cockamamie thing that's thrown out there as a way to get back at Russia, which I agree with Boehner. This does nothing but punish athletes who have killed themselves trying to get to the Olympics, sometimes making incredible sacrifices that you cannot even believe. And this is in Sochi, Russia, that we're talking about, the Winter Olympics 2014. And Graham, as Boehner says, is, listen, I love the guy. I like how he said that. I love the guy, man. We've been close friends for 20 years, he says, but he's wrong, 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 wrong. Why punish the athletes to, you know, honor what he calls Ed Snowden, a traitor who can't find a place to call home, is what he said. So Graham says the boycott might help because what they're doing is outrageous, is what he's saying. So we haven't, you know, we really haven't reset our relationship with Russia in a positive way. And at the end of the day, if they grant the guy asylum, it's a breach of the rule of law. This is Graham saying this. So we know it, and it's a slap in the face to the United States. I mean, listen, it's a slap in the face to the United States, but the only thing you can do with Russia is play hardball. So that means you don't cozy up to Putin, and you take him out at the knees, and that would have to be Obama doing that. He's the president. He's the leader of the free world. He's the one who has to arm wrestle Putin more than our Congress does, because everything trickles down from there. So it's how he plays it that really matters the most. And how is the White House playing it? They're playing it by playing possum. And it's not really working because Putin's laughing right behind our backs. It doesn't matter. And nothing, I think, comes of this. Honestly, Russia makes the statement that, hey, listen, no more dumping classified information, because that's not right. You can't do that to our U.S. friends. And the reason he put that out there was to say, well, listen, hey, the guy's here. He's stuck. We'll give him asylum temporarily, but we're not going to, you know, we're not going to let him dump all your classified documents out there. But it still makes the United States look like fools, because if, excuse me, Russia is supposed to be our ally, then there is no way that they would have Snowden. There's no way they would accept asylum, grant him asylum there, because they would kick him out of the country. And it just shows, again, the really fragile or lack of respect we're starting to get when it comes to the United States through foreign eyes. I mean, there's just no way you would do this. Sorry, if Reagan was in office, would you do this? No. You wouldn't. You just wouldn't do that. You wouldn't have done it with Reagan. You probably wouldn't have done it with either one of the Bush administrations. The reason I'm saying that is because I'm thinking of what was happening during those eras. And, you know, it just goes to show you, again, how we're like the kid that's being picked on in the playground when it's convenient, and then there's just enough distance to not make it look quite as bad to other people, I guess, to other people who are looking at the Snowden thing and saying, oh, well, the government's spying on their people, so he's releasing the information. But here's the thing. They do it to their own people, and they know it, so there you go. And Putin said just today that the U.S.-Russian relations are far more important than the dispute over Snowden. So if he thinks that, then he would have booted Snowden out. That's the bottom line. He would have done it. And he didn't care. He didn't care. He wasn't worried about what the blowback would be. I mean, at the end of the day, if they grant him asylum, let's just look at it from a legal perspective. Is it a breach of the rule of law? And it's a complete slap in the face to the United States. I mean, it is. It's a slap in the face. No question about it. The position is very, very clear. So what's interesting is Snowden's choice, okay, his best place to be, his safe harbor, is Russia, a complete and utter police state. Oof, boy, and talk about making the sacrifice living in Russia. I knew somebody once who played basketball in Russia and said there must have been 3 locked doors between him and the outside world. He was scared to death. He said it was unbelievable, the things that happened there, that just either once in a while they get reported, but really people don't realize what happens and what goes on, even in the biggest of cities, which would be Moscow. So playing politics here with the Olympics, it just, again, it makes no sense. It's stupid because, and not, a lot of the times I agree with what Lindsey Graham has to say. I agree with some of what he said in previous years about immigration, but definitely not when it comes to the Olympics. And the main reason why is because what does it do? I mean, it just, again, it gives Putin an opportunity to laugh and say, go ahead, don't compete. We'll just take, you know, your gold, your silver, and your bronze medals away, because we'll win them instead. This is what we've been waiting for. Complete world domination at the games that we host. How perfect would that be? No United States? Eh, it's okay. We'll roll with what we have. And it's not gonna, it won't be crushing to us, by the way. The games will go on. We'll do what we have to do. So let's hope the boycott doesn't pick up that much steam. The reason I threw it out there is because I know that there are people that are talking about it. There are more people that are trying to come up with petitions. But, man, is it the wrong way to go? Is it the wrong way to go? Because it doesn't send the message. It doesn't send the message. It has to come from Obama. It has to come from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It has to come from the guy who had sand thrown in his face. If we go with the bully thing. And that guy is the guy who is the president of the United States. It shows the lack of respect for the office of the presidency if Russia is willing to keep dragging the Snowden thing out and then ultimately grant him asylum. You know, it doesn't answer the question, though, about Ed Snowden. Coming up in another hour here on America Tonight, boy, we're going to have a great conversation with James Holzrichter. And I'll tell you what's interesting about James is that he was a whistleblower on Northrop and paid the ultimate price, where he couldn't get a job, where the federal government made him wear a wire. It turned and soured very, very quickly. And he talks about the other aspects of being a whistleblower. You know, we see the stories where it's all glam and it ends in a big book deal and the person's a hero. But what about what happens along the way? And what about legally what can be done to you and how tough it is to extract yourself from that situation because you don't have the big bucks that these companies have? And in Snowden's case, it's the government versus the little guy. So who does he have on his side? He's got WikiLeaks dude, Julian Assange, who has deeper pockets and has an army of lawyers, and he's helping him. And he has public opinion that there are, you know, it's split in this country, but there are certainly some people that are backing the idea of what he did and that it's sick what how much we've been spied on. And if we only knew the whole story, it would just blow our minds, right? So there is that. There is the truth of here's how deep this went. But in the end game here is if he comes back to the United States, that's it. He's done. He's gone away. He's going to jail, and there is no way that he wiggles out of that. So he has to stay afloat. He has to stay afloat. Otherwise, he pays the price. So at this point, this far down the road on this, is he a hero or is he a traitor? Still, we come back to the labels that we talked about 6 weeks ago. All right, coming up next, speaking of labels, George Zimmerman moving forward forever becomes the test case for stand your ground in the worst of circumstances, ones that he would even like to take back. We'll talk with Lisa Graves about some of the details on stand your ground and how it plays out. Stay with us.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide
Squad customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
What happened in the case of George Zimmerman and the Stand Your Ground law in Florida, and breaking it down. We've done that with a couple of different people. Thrilled to welcome to the show Lisa Graves of the Center for Media and Democracy, because we're going to talk about this law and its origins, where it started and how it's been adopted and all that kind of stuff. Lisa, thanks for popping on America Tonight.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, first of all, knowing Stand Your Ground the way you do, were you weren't surprised by the verdict, or you were?
I wasn't surprised by the verdict, but personally I was disappointed in the verdict. We didn't see the jury instructions until, you know, shortly after the verdict came. Some efforts were made to get them online, and they were finally posted in full, and that's when we knew for certain that the jury had been instructed on Stand Your Ground. So even though back in May the defense attorneys made a big announcement that they were not going to seek immunity from criminal prosecution under that law, the fact is that the judge issued the jury instructions that we were concerned would be issued in that case, which were the ones that were changed after that law passed in Florida in 2005. And they specifically instructed the jury that George Zimmerman had a right to stand his ground and had no duty to retreat.
Yeah. It's interesting because when that happened back in May, the first thing I remember saying on the air is, I know that this is going to come back around. I don't think this is going to stand the way it is right now. So explain Stand Your Ground and that law and how it, you know, how it became a law, the origins of it.
Sure. So, you know, in every state in the country, there are longstanding rules regarding self-defense, and in particular, the right to defend yourself in your home if there's an intruder in your home. And a traditional part of defending yourself in your home is that you don't have a duty to retreat typically in your home because you have no place to retreat to. you're in your home. And if there's an intruder in your home, the self-defense rules apply somewhat differently than if you're out on the street in a public space. And so what happened in 2005 was that the NRA, I think, was looking for the next area it wanted to push its agenda, an area that it wanted to really try to squeeze politicians in. And it chose in Florida to push this law. It named this law back then the Castle Doctrine, trying to imply to people, in essence, that you didn't have a right to defend your castle when the law already, you know, provided for the defense of your castle, in essence. What that law did was something radical in three main ways. First, it changed the law to say that someone who makes a justifiable homicide claim, if the person says that they were in fear of their life, this is a short version of that, they would get criminal immunity, meaning immunity from being arrested or prosecuted. And that's why in the original part of this Stand Your Ground controversy last year, that's why George Zimmerman was not initially arrested or charged, was because this law was asserted as applying to him. The second part that the law changed was it actually changed the law for murder in the state. It changes the law for justifiable homicide to say that a person who is just walking along the street doesn't have any duty to retreat and could stand his ground in an altercation and meet force with force, including deadly force. And under Florida law and almost in the law in almost every other state before then, there was a duty to retreat, a duty to try to get away from a situation rather than to be the aggressor or stand your ground. And so it fundamentally changed the way justifiable homicide cases work in Florida. The third thing it did was it granted civil immunity for people who have this claim of justifiable homicide so that a court could rule in a civil case that a civil suit, which is under a much lower burden of proof for the jury, you know, what's more likely happened that night versus proof beyond a reasonable doubt, that in those cases, the defendant could assert civil immunity and the plaintiff's case would not only be dismissed, but the plaintiff would be required to pay the killer's attorney's fees and lost wages. So these were extraordinary changes in law. They were pushed into law in 2005. By the NRA, and then they were taken by the NRA to the American Legislative Exchange Council, which ratified that as a great idea for the nation.
So, and then that ultimately, this spread to what, 24 states?
More than 24 states. So what happened is kind of interesting because a lot of people haven't heard of ALEC, but the American Legislative Exchange Council describes itself as the largest body of state legislators in the country. In fact, it's largely funded by corporations, and what it does is allow corporations to vote as equals with politicians on bills to change the law, so on model bills. So in that case, the NRA took that bill to a closed-door secret meeting in Florida that was co-chaired by Walmart, one of the largest sellers of guns in the country and one of the biggest sellers of ammunition in the world. And Walmart was the corporate co-chair at the time. The NRA was a member of that task force of ALEC. And corporate lobbyists, along with politicians, voted unanimously to try to push that bill into law in many states. And that's what happened for the next 6 years. The NRA and ALEC pushed that bill into law in state after state.
Wow. The and looking at it and what you just described, too, previously talking about civil suits, what happens here? Because, you know, that's being discussed. So what you just mentioned, it's been discussed, the civil suit, but not this aspect of it, that if the defendant wants to assert it under a law in a civil suit, so if the family doesn't win, for example, I guess in Florida, we're talking about Trayvon Martin's family, then under that law, am I right, they would have to pay, based on what you say, they'd have to pay Zimmerman's attorney fees and his lost wages?
Well, it is. It's quite shocking because that law says that if the judge in a civil case grants immunity to the defendant, that under that law, the plaintiff has to pay the defendant's attorney's fees, lost wages, and court costs, which really means having the victim's family pay the killer's attorney's fees and lost wages. I think it's a morally repugnant law. And what happened in May when the defense attorneys decided not to ask for a ruling in the criminal case before the trial, they expressly claimed that they were reserving their right to assert immunity in a civil case if there were a civil case later on.
Yeah, and you certainly, you know, with what's happened here, could there be a more polarizing case, sadly, than what just happened and how it all unfolded, and then the conversations about stand your ground and, as you said, more states adopting that? Do you think, from your perspective in watching this, and I don't know if we really even have numbers on this, because you'd have to look at all the individual cases where they invoked stand your ground and whatnot, but do you think that the problem is that promotes somebody going after somebody instead of backing off in a situation where it might be better, they might be better served to just go away?
In fact, it has, it's been documented that it has in some instances, not every instance, but in some instances, there have been cases when stand your ground has been invoked when someone went back to their car to get a gun or get a knife. And there are instances in which someone clearly could have retreated, could have left the situation, an argument, rather than shoot. But once the argument started happening, the person shot. And often, in some of the cases that have been documented, the person who shot is unarmed. And so you have, in my view, and I'm someone who grew up in Colorado and I learned to shoot, as a teenager, the person who has the gun in that situation in general has the superior ability to retreat. They've got the gun.
Yeah.
And so the idea that the person who has a weapon, in essence, doesn't have any right to retreat, has the right to stand his ground, I think it's inherently volatile. I think it dramatically changes the rules. And for Florida, and some of the states that have adopted the exact same provision, it means that at any public arena, any bar, any public place on the street, the person can stand his ground. He doesn't have to retreat. And so in the case of George Zimmerman, the dispatcher asked him if he was following Trayvon Martin, if he was following this young man, and George Zimmerman said that he was, and the dispatcher said, you don't need to do that. The police are on their way. And George Zimmerman nevertheless followed Trayvon Martin, got out of his car, tried to find him, and apparently did find him, and this And Trayvon Martin ended up dead, and there's obviously a dispute about what happened at that moment. But there's no doubt that this killing, this murder, this death would not have occurred if George Zimmerman had stayed in his car, if he hadn't pursued Trayvon Martin, if he hadn't had a gun, a concealed weapon that night.
Yeah. Do you think we'll see challenges to stand your ground? More people that say, yeah, this is not working, even though I'm not anti-gun, stand your ground in these cases that we're just talking about is not a good thing.
I think that there's going to be a renewed effort to get these laws repealed. The self-defense laws that are already on the books are more than adequate. They've many of them have been around for decades. It's not as though there isn't a right of self-defense. But in an ordinary case, you have to actually prove that your self-defense claim was valid, justifiable homicide in that way. What this law allows, and what George Zimmerman could have done, is seek immunity so that the jury never gets that case. So that the judge rules, or in the case of the way the NRA designed the law, so that police don't even prosecute a person. A self-defense case is hard to win in a criminal court because it often is a he said, she said situation. And in a murder case, one person is dead and can't speak for himself or herself. And so a self-defense claim, can often result in reasonable doubt and a jury not convicting. But the notion that we should be denied justice, that people should not be able to pursue these cases and have it go to a jury and have the jury be instructed that, a person can't just stand his ground and has no duty to retreat, I think that that's a real distortion of the law. And I think that saying that families might have to pay the killer's attorney's fees and wages, I think that that's really, really wrong.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that aspect, no doubt about it. What about you, America? 855-266-5283. Lisa's given us some things to think about. Lisa Graves, Executive Director of the Center for Media and Democracy. Lisa, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
The will to fight, a fight for which I feel so ill-equipped. But what can I do?
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPrepares.com. Get Prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri, the largest in the United States of America. July 19, 20, and 21. Meet your instructors. 2 survival banquet dinners, $8. Dr. Norman Cheely, neurosurgeon. patent holder, inventor, author, surgeon of the year. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. Dr. Julie Pennick, survival and health medicine. Dr. Joel Wallach, naturopath and veterinarian. Dr. Patrick Vickers, Gerson therapy and cancer treatment. Dr. Howard Shane, emergency dentistry. Mike Knox, survival gardening. Glenn Meter, survival still. Jeff and Karen Olson, survival shelters. The freeze dry guy, survival food. Craig Douglas, radiation survival. USAPrepares.com, Get Prepared Expo, July 19, 20, and 21. USAPrepares.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Baby, I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride.
Alright, so we're making that final turn here on this hour of America Tonight. Talking there about the NRA blasted Eric Holder for using the Zimmerman case to attack what we were just talking about there, the Stand Your Ground laws, accusing Holder of exploiting Martin's death for political gain. I think the other part of that is this is the perfect way to get out of some of the heat that he's feeling for, shaking down the Associated Press, the whole stuff with the IRS, and a slew of other things that date back to, you know, Fast and Furious. So it was just a couple of days ago where Holder had something to say about the self-defense law during that speech to the annual NAACP convention, and he called for a national review of the statute. So here's the question, America. Think about it. Concealed and carry guns in every state from Illinois to Florida to California to New Mexico and Texas. And, of course, the laws vary from place to place. But this is the deal. Is Stand Your Ground, is that ultimately the best self-defense law in the book? Or is it conflicting in the neighborhoods for the reasons Lisa Graves just said, the problem of somebody like George Zimmerman instead of backing off like, oh, you know, hey, I've already called, I've alerted, I've followed, I've done all this, I'm the man because I've seen something that doesn't look right, so I'm calling in, but I'm not getting my weapon and then going and approaching the person. See, the other side of that is there have been people, there have been women and men, too, where that law has kicked in and worked tremendously well in a self-defense case where they would have been killed. They would have been raped, killed, who knows what. But because of that law, they didn't have, the burden wasn't on, okay, there's a guy with a butcher knife over my face and he's ready to hack me, but he doesn't have, you know, this is a little bit different than me shooting him because I'm in a state where I got to plant a gun on him. You know what I'm getting at here. And in fact, it happened, it was something that was said to me when there was a kick door robber about make sure you have a gun that you can plant because what if someone was going after you but then they didn't have a weapon? Well, but they're dressed with a mask on and they're trying to strangle you. You know, so there's some nuances here that you can look to. And the problem is, statistically, I'm sure there have been stupid things that shouldn't have happened in the name of somebody just running back to a car in a crime of passion or being half in the bag, furious at something that happened in the bar and grabbing the gun. But then there's the other side of that. Florida Governor Rick Scott said that this should not be one of those cases that's politicized, that it shouldn't turn into politics, that it's a tragedy. You know, and that, in fact, they've already put together a commission, a bipartisan commission, to look at the Stand Your Ground law. And their recommendation is we don't make any changes because it's working the way it was intended, which is exactly what he did after that. You want to throw in 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Tomas is listening in the great state of Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
You got your seatbelt on?
I'm always wearing my seatbelt, brother.
Yeah, you got to get to activate the you know, the little pop-out pillowcases. Because you know what? I got my jaw head on right now. My Marine Corps spirit is boiling. The Attorney General of the United States of America tells the people of America that they have a duty to retreat. Now, you know, let me see. I mean, I don't know what kind of history they teach there. I don't know where our political leaders are. But I don't remember the Minutemen on Lexington and Concord being told by their leaders, listen, you have a duty to retreat in front of these redcoats. I don't believe that General Warren on Bunker Hill, you know, with all those redcoats, the greatest army on earth against a bunch of farmers, and I don't believe that they told the Americans up there, you know, you have a duty to retreat. Not like in Gettysburg, I don't believe General Meade or General Lee told their troops, you have a duty to retreat, you know. When the Marines stormed Iwo Jima and Okinawa, and they were being blown away, and they kept going. When you know, the Army stormed Europe, you know, D-Day, Omaha Beach, were they told you have a duty to retreat? Has this country ever gone anywhere with that type of spirit? Has any country ever, in the face of history, ever become great or done anything when their leaders told their people, you have a duty to retreat? I'll tell you what that reminds me of, though. It reminds me of the leaders of the Jewish people in Germany when the Nazis were pressuring them, treating them worse and worse and worse. And you know what they were told? They were told, you have a duty to retreat. Yeah.
And we saw how that worked out.
Right. You know, why have to say this? I mean, where are our political leaders? You know how easy we would say, hey, look, if you want to vote for the party of retreat, vote Democratic. Go ahead, please. Please. If you want to vote for the party that stands its ground, vote for Republicans. If you're a real man and you want to stand your ground, you're with us. If you, you know, metrosexual and like to do your nails and, you know, think you do to retreat, please go with the Democrats.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I could go on and on about this, but this is hideous. And to think that the Republican Party has just jumped out and just strangled this worthless pair of buffoons we have in the White House, Odumbi and the Attorney General. It should be it's a big, slow, fast softball across the plate. We should be getting
that. Yeah, I agree with the idea of the politicizing it. It's ridiculous, and it is a perfect smokescreen, however, to jump on if you're the AG, because then that way you don't have to answer for all the other things that you've been screwing up. Because now this is a, like you say, it's a softball in a different direction. Okay, this is red meat for the right crowd, and you just said it. Play on the other team, so we're going to hit it out of the park and focus on that, and that takes the heat off of me. But I would have jumped all over this as well, because I think you have to look at all the other aspects of it, like what's worked well, which is what Rick Scott did in saying, okay, everybody's all over me and in my face about this law. Let's see. Let's look at this. Let's set up a commission. We'll get Democrats. We'll get Republicans. And then they can look into what has been something that's happened that's been terrible, and they can look into success stories, and they can decide, is it clear how this works in this state? And they came back with, it's clear how it works in this state. And their answer was that it worked well. And for the most part, yes, as in everything, there could be things that happened that shouldn't have happened, and that was one of the arguments, one of the defense arguments. But for the most part, it was working. For the most part, it was working. All right, interesting enough, the George Zimmerman stuff, about half of Americans agree with the jury's decision that Zimmerman was not guilty in the shooting death of Trayvon Martin. Rasmussen, you know, does their surveys. They did it a couple days ago. So 48% of Americans agreed with the verdict. A Hispanic Neighborhood Watch volunteer, and the fact that he wasn't guilty in the death of Martin. Another 34% disagree with the verdict. 18% aren't sure. How about that? And if you remember a couple of months ago, because I am the poll princess, a May Rasmussen poll showed that 40% of the people who responded thought Zimmerman acted in self-defense, and then the whole self-defense thing would play into the stand your ground law. And here's the thing. I mean, what happened to Zimmerman in that tangle? There's no doubt. Initially, the reports, it seemed as though, man, he just went up and just blew him away, but then he got embroiled in a fight, and his head was knocked around, and he, in fact, blew up like a basketball. It's a sad thing, a tragedy, no doubt about it.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.